It's funny that she fell asleep so early. Oh, I guess I better go find something to do that's not too loud. I wonder if he's around. He's probably hiding in his room like usual. Oh, there you are. Hey, sweetie, come back here. I wonder if he'll let me in. Hey, kiddo, can I come in? Please? Your big sister fell asleep already. I just want to talk. I know you're a shy one, but I've always wanted to get to know you. Yes, I did. You seem really nice and sweet. Your sister's told me a lot about you. She told me you're not very close to a lot of people, mostly your family, but you've had a hard time making friends growing up. She worries about you, kiddo. I'm kind of worried about you, too. You don't have to be scared of me. Though I am curious, why were you spying on us? You were looking in from the door. Yeah, I saw you, silly. Oh, don't be embarrassed. Look, can you open the door so we can talk? Hi, sweetie. Oh, shh. It's okay, it's okay. Here. It's okay, sweetheart. It's okay. I've got you. You're okay. You want to tell me what's wrong? You're afraid I'd judge you? I never judge you, darling. You're extremely sweet. I'm sure it's okay. You're gonna tell me? All right, go ahead. You have social anxiety? Sweetie, I kind of knew that already. No, I wasn't judging you, darling. You wish you could be a bit more confident socially? I get it. You know what? You're right. I don't fully get it. I've always been extremely extroverted and confident, and you're extremely shy, and now I realize it's more than just that. You have social anxiety. Okay, sweetie. Do me a favor. Take a couple deep breaths for me, okay? Breathe in and out. Can you do it one more time for me? Breathe in. Breathe out. You did an amazing job, sweetie. You were hoping to talk to your sister, but you realized she was asleep, and you were deciding whether you wanted to try to talk to me? It's okay. We can talk if you want to. In fact, I think it'd be good for you. I promise I won't judge you, kiddo. I'm here for you. I'm practically part of the family. I know your sister didn't want to force you to say hi to me, although I must admit, I think you're doing a great job. Are you willing to talk with me? You're so brave, kiddo. What should we talk about? Do you have any friends at school? You don't? I'm sure there are plenty of people who would like to get to know you, darling. You're the sweetest boy out there. Have you ever been introduced to any of your sister's friends besides me? She stopped trying after a few of them? Oh, you poor thing. Can I hug you again? Thank you, sweetie. I promise you, I can be your friend. I don't break promises. Just ask your sister. Great. I'm so proud of you. You want to know about some of our friends? Oh, him? So you know him. Are you scared of him? A little bit. I promise you, he's really sweet and such a nice person. In fact, he had a lot of trouble with social anxiety, too. Yes, he did. He was shy like you were. He eventually came out of his shell and started to be more sociable. He's still a bit shy, especially in big groups of people, but he's one of our best friends now. You have nothing to worry about with him. Well, as long as you make sure to remember how to spell his name correctly. A lot of people have spelled his name wrong, and it's almost always that they forget one letter in his name. It's annoying to him, but honestly, it's kind of a joke at this point. I can assure you, all of our friends are very nice people. I know this isn't an easy thing to change, but I'm here for you every step of the way. And I doubt I'm the only one here for you. Your sister and your parents are going to be there for you too. Can I ask you a question, sweetie? What is it in particular that gets you scared of me, for example? Aw, you're blushing, sweetie. Shoot. Shh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have commented on that. I didn't mean to upset you. Huh? What was that, dear? Speak up a little for me, okay, love? You're just not used to me? That's surprising. Then again, you're usually hiding out here in your room. I remember when we first met, your sister literally dragged you out of here just to introduce you to me. I felt so bad for you because you looked so nervous. Yeah, I'd never seen someone so nervous before. I honestly thought it was adorable. You have something you want to tell me? What is it, sweetie? Oh, you think I'm super nice? Thanks, sweetheart. No, it's okay. I think you're doing a great job talking to me. I'm serious. I think you've done a great job with this. This isn't something that's easy for you. You've done a good job. Here, give me a hug. I'm so proud of you, sweetie. I'll be there for you every step of the way. It's okay to take things slow. You can't really rush this. You're gonna be able to overcome this. I know you can. It's not gonna happen overnight, but there are so many amazing people who will help you through this. I got an idea. You know that I pretty much come over at least once a week to see your sister? So, how about whenever I come over, you come and say hi to me and try to talk to me for, let's say, 5 minutes. Okay. Can you do that for me, sweetheart? You're such a brave young man. And if you decide you want to talk for longer than 5 minutes, that's okay too, sweetie. I'm glad you're beginning to trust me, sweetheart. I'm really proud of you. I mean it. You're much calmer with me than I've ever seen you before. It makes me feel blessed that you're opening up to me despite how hard it is for you. You're getting sleepy now? It's okay. I'll let you be for now. I really do appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. I'll always be willing to help you out. Good night, sweetie. I'm so proud of you.